Steve, did you ever watch Arrested Development?
Yeah, I saw like the first, probably the first season of it.
Is it not great?
I enjoyed it.
Is Tennessee your favorite song?
Tennessee, what?
What the hell's wrong with you over there? I can't believe you didn't watch more than one season of Arrested Development.
It's not like I hated it. It's not like I hated it. I just had other things to do.
You're writing for the Chud website.
Yeah, I don't remember Chud covering TV shows, though. And if they do, it's not me doing it.
They do cover TV.
Steve, it's very hard with your argument being that you were busy doing other stuff, knowing some of the stuff you've seen lately.
You don't know what you're talking about.
By the way, what are you reviewing currently for Chud?
I'm reviewing I've got 10 ninja movies I have to do.
What else do you have?
Psycho Kickboxer, perhaps.
And what else?
Why are you doing this to me? I have a 4-hour documentary on the great Bulgarian king. Why are you doing this to me?
There was no such thing as a great Bulgarian king.
Yeah, sure there was. It was a... What's his name? I forgot. God, his name. That's not great.
I think it was Joey. Joey something or other.
Ken the king.
Joey Cosmo.
No. Are you really doing that?
Yes, I'm doing that.
4-hour documentary?
It's not a documentary. It's a period piece. Yeah.
It's a 4-hour miniseries with 2 hours of extra features.
Which is a better period piece, that or Cat People?
Christ, I actually like People Under the Stairs better.
Well, you're a fool, Justin. How are the Golden Globes coming?
I'm trying to figure out who's going to win the Golden Globe.
You still don't know? Mm-hmm. It's Cranford.
I like 30 Rock a lot. So although I think this season is probably its weakest, I'm glad to see it win.
It's weakest of three, correct? Actually, this is the year in which most shows get better, but comedies are a little different, except The Office. The Office, I think, got better.
I think what happened with them was they realized they weren't very popular. It was a great show, and so they're trying to make it more popular, and they're kind of still trying to figure out what kind of show they can.
Now, what kind of celebrity cameos have they had? I know they had Oprah Winfrey, yep. Jennifer Aniston,
check.
Mum Ra.
Ruth
Gordon.
Was mentioned.
Okay, really?
No.
They had Steve Landisberg. They had Helmut Newton. They had Giovanni Ribisi's sister.
Ribisi?
No, they had her brother.
Giovanni Ribisi?
Yeah. Who else?
They had Peter Dinklage on the other day, and Selma Hayek is in a. She's in a. Cross. Well,
no. They had Peter Dinklage on 15 Rock.
Selma Hayek's going to be in a couple shows.
Because she can't fit her tits in one?
Yeah. People didn't like her on that. They said that they didn't think she was very good. I just didn't think they gave her much comedy to do. I thought she was fine.
Has she ever been funny in a movie? She's been cute and perky, but I don't know if she's got comic
funny.
Gifts.
She's been cute and, yeah, she's been funny.
Frida?
Well, it was kind of funny in that. But Dinklage was great.
Tell us about Dinklage's performance.
He played a
fucking halfling.
He played a potential love interest to Liz Lemon, Tina Fey's character, and Tina Fey originally thought he was a little kid and went out to touch his head like, hey, little kid, and it was him, so she had to pretend that she was interested in him. And then she was kind of interested in him, but she kept making these short jokes like you do to Peter Dinklage. You don't like it.
But she respected him for his height.
She tried to. Kept worrying about him walking into trash.
Okay, they were seeing a commercial for a TV series. It's a bunch of people. It looks like Crash. Is this that Crash show?
Oh, I don't know. They didn't tell us the title. NBC's getting away from the scripted dramas. They're going straight to Leno.
The Last Templar. It looks like something Steve would watch.
Yeah.
I saw that.
It's not finished.
It was great.
Well, I like Mira Sorvino.
I've seen an early version of it.
Who else is in it?
Would you believe
I think it's the guy from I Come in Pieces.
I think it's
Mira Sorvino and Matthias Hughes from I Come in Peace. How is Scott Foley in this and The Unit?
It must just be like a made from TV movie, but I like Mira Sorvino. Her career is worse than Jason Biggs' career, though. Somehow.
Scott Foley is a hardworking guy, though. I mean, he does all the sound effects for everything. And, all right, Alec Baldwin's up on stage. Hold on. Oh, it's Pierce Brosnan. Shit. Does Pierce Brosnan have more than one expression? He always does Pierce Brosnan's sexy face, and that's it.
He kind of reminds me of Sting. They always just kind of look the same, you know? They're always kind of boring. Although I like Brosnan a little bit. I don't really like Sting too much.
Do you know that he played James Bond, Steve?
I did. He was a good Bond in some shitty movies.
What do you think about the new Bond that they just announced?
What? Right, what are you talking about?
It was like 3 weeks ago they announced who the new Bond is.
There's new Bond. Who is
Justin.
Huh?
Isla Fisher.
Brosnan was good in Mamma Mia, I might add.
Did you see Mamma Mia and you didn't see Arrested Development?
I did see Mamma Mia and I saw the first season of Arrested Development. What the fuck do you have selective hearing?
I don't understand how you say you won't see certain things and then you fucking see Mamma Mia.
I didn't say I wouldn't see certain things.
I've never said I'll never go to that.
No, I didn't. You can't prove that.
God damn, here's your movie.
It was brilliant.
No, I did see the musical. I saw the musical.
You saw the musical?
Film. Yeah.
Justin, let's turn this gaze towards you. Why the fuck did you see that musical?
Did they make you stand up at the end of the movie? Did people stand up and sing along?
It was not a good movie. It was not a good film, but I did like Brosnan in it.
Because in the end of the musical, you stand up and you sing along.
I did.
Yeah.
At the end of the film, they all the actors and all the actresses they strut out on stage, and they start singing their ass off.
In the movie theater, they popcorn people come out and clean up the fucking aisles. Here's Puff Ass and Kate Beckinsale.
A vacuum of talent, old Puffy.
His lower mandibles just ruin. They freak me out. His mouth, he can afford a mouth transplant, you would think. Like, get it swapped with, like...
I guess he's just going to read everything and doesn't let her talk at all.
Shut up, bitch.
Beckinsale is... what do you think of her? Like,
Beckinsale? She's okay.
She turned out a pretty good performance in that movie Snow Angels this year.
I didn't see it. Fuck that movie.
Why?
I don't know. Defiance. So this is best score. Is Heath Ledger going to win this, you think?
He probably will.
That'll win, right? Everybody talks about this score.
Slumdog?
Yeah.
No, because it has a lot of pop songs in it.
About soundtrack.
Hans Zimmer's bored.
Hans Zimmer just hit sample on his MIDI keyboard.
And Newton Howard's good. I wouldn't mind if he won.
Slumdog wins, yep. Oh, that's cool. They had this guy's servant go up there to accept the award.
I was hoping that De Niro would win for the score.
You know who did not win for the score? Marlon Brando.
Who else was in that? Furlong?
Norton.
Norton, right? That movie was not good.
They should cut away to Peter Boyle's casket just every few minutes for no reason. And for every reason.
Everybody loves Raymond. Are you trying to bring that up for me? Make me happy?
By the way, it's funny. I was at this cigar shop earlier last week, and that was on, and he was getting deprived of Nookie.
Really?
Yep. There was a scene where he was on the bed, sad faced, and she was away because he had done something to not get laid.
Patricia Heaton is kind of a cutie, but man, is she kind of annoying though. Oh, I didn't even remember. Anyway, so congratulations, Slumdog Millionaire. Looks like it's going to win Best Picture, or what do they call it in the Golden Globes?
Yoga Flame.